No, it's okay. Maybe it's better this way.
I'll try to speak with the heart instead of my notes. Yimarim Sachem. Yimarim Sachem says that it's really a technical halachic line. We know that in general, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, despite his brilliance and his greatness, as was true by other Tanayim, who were very deep and very brilliant, we don't always paskin like them. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai were the two Talmidim who actually received smicha. The Yushalmi and Sanhedrin says they were the two Talmidim who received smicha directly from Rabbi Akiva. They were the line that brought us to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who all the Svarim say was the Shoresh of all of Pnimius HaTorah, all of the inner working of Torah, which of course Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in his deathbed revealed to the world, which is what took place according to the Svarim on Lag BaOmer. The day that Rabbi Shimon left this world, he left the legacy of a very, very deep inner workings of Torah. But all of that came from his Rebbe, through his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. And the truth is, the Svarim point out, if not for the fact that Rabbi Akiva died in the tragic way that he died, which we probably all remember, how Rabbi Akiva was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, the Romans combing his flesh. If not for the fact that Rabbi Akiva died in such a tragic and sad way, the truth is, really, the day that we celebrate the depths of the Torah, in a sense, is really Rabbi Akiva's day. But because he died in such a tragic way, we couldn't make a celebration out of Rabbi Akiva's Petira, and we had to, by extension, make a celebration out of the Petira's Talmud, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, again, is the one who reveals to us the deepest secrets of the Torah, and his way is so deep that we often don't follow him in Halacha. The same way that the Gemara in Eruvin says we don't follow Rabbi Meir in Halacha, because his friends couldn't understand him. The Talmidim and the Chaverim of Rabbi Meir couldn't make sense of his Psak Halacha. He could tell you Tameh is Tar and Tar is Tameh. He could turn the whole world upside down. It was hard to know what was the Psak when you were talking to Rabbi Meir, because he saw everything from so many angles with such a depth and such a clarity. But like I said before, the Gemara in Psachim tells us, and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai l'smoch alav, b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. That in a certain sense, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, which means that for many of us all year round, the Zohar is off limits, and certain depths of Torah, certain feelings, you can't live with it all the time. It would be an unhealthy balance, even if it's an important part of the Jewish diet. But there's a time to be somech on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to follow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Even though we don't always paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's a time to follow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to feel comfortable relying upon Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Gemara says that's true b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. There's a sefer called the Kol Aryeh. The Kol Aryeh, he points out that we can rely on Rabbi Shimon whether we're b'fanav, whether we're sitting in Meiron, or whether we're shalo b'fanav, whether we're not in the presence of Rabbi Shimon, we're not in his place. Oz v'chedva b'mkomo, the celebration of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in his place. We're not in his place right now, we're sitting in Washington. But a little bit, I feel like this room is a little bit like the cave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a dark cave. I don't know if we have caravan water to distribute for everyone to snuff. But a little bit, we're in the presence of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And as the Gemara is telling us, you don't have to be in Meiron to tap into Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kedai Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lismoch alav b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. You can feel the presence of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from a distance if you're interested. And I want to just share one idea from the Sfas Emes to show us how important it is that we come to this celebration of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Some of us, again, we're very comfortable with this. We like this type of connection to Torah. And for others, maybe this is not our normative means of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. But on some level, if you want to experience, if you want to get something, and it's true about every Yom Tov, but I think befrat a Yom Tov like Lag BaOmer, if you want to get something from it, you have to believe in it. You have to believe in it. What does it mean to believe in it? The Pasuk tells us, V'haya emunas itecha chosein yeshuos. Which the Gemara in Shabbos Darshan's, those six phrases in the Pasuk, emunas is Seder Zerayim, itecha is moed, it goes through those six expressions, chosein yeshuos, chachos das, is a reference to the six, to the Shishas Sidrei Mishnah. But the Sfas Emes explained, V'haya emunas itecha. If you have emuna in the itecha, if you believe in the times, if it's true about any Yom Tov, if you believe what Yom Kippur can offer you, you'll get more out of Yom Kippur. If you believe in what Pesach can offer you, you'll get more in a Pesach. V'haya emunas itecha, if you believe in the time, if you think that Lag BaOmer has something to offer you and you believe in it, and you try to tap into it in a very sincere and honest way, then says Hashem is chosein yeshuos. And a person can see all sorts of, there's storehouses, there's treasures of Yeshua, of salvation, of all sorts of awesome things that Hashem wants to give us if we would just allow ourselves to get into it. So Chev, we're only together for about 35 minutes now. I want to share some more thoughts, I want to sing some more songs. But let's try to believe in that this day Lag BaOmer can transform a person. I'll just tell you one quick story. The Kotzker Rebbe, after he became a big Rebbe, so there was a Talmud, there was a Chassid of the Kotzker who met an old Jew who had actually been in Cheder as a little boy with the Kotzker Rebbe. So this Chassid was very curious. He wanted to hear, what was the Kotzker like as a kid? He says, I remember Mendela. He was one of the kids in class. Tell me. So this Chassid said, tell me. So what was it like? He said, I can't believe he's a Rebbe. He was a regular guy. I can't believe he's a Rebbe. So he says, no, come on, there has to be something. He must have done something. Even as a child, there must have been something that the Kotzker did that was a little bit different. Something that would hint to the fact that one day he would become the Kotzker. So this guy's thinking. He says, the truth is, there's only one incident that stands out. So he says, no. This Chassid says, no, tell me what happened by the Kotzker. He says, it was Lag BaOmer. And like many school children do, they go on a trip on Lag BaOmer. It's Minhag Yisrael. Go on a trip, Lag BaOmer, go to the park. So he says, our Rebbe, our Cheder Rebbe, took us to some park. He said, there were these hills, these mountains. Great, the kids were playing around. We had a nice time. Picnic lunch in the park. And he says, when the Rebbe said it was time to go, everyone lined up, and we started to leave, and we were halfway down the mountain, and all of a sudden the Rebbe says, no, several, you know, sound off. Where's Mendela? Where's the Kotzker? It wasn't the Kotzker then. Right, where's Mendel of Tomashov? I don't know. So Rebbe says, okay, boys, you wait here. Everybody stay here. You know, Chazir Mishnayas Balpa or whatever. I'm going to go back and look for... He says he came back. He came back up to the mountain. He came back up the mountain, and he found the Kotzker. He found the Kotzker stretched out on the ground. And he was davening to a Kodesh Baruch, and there were tears streaming down his face. And the Rebbe was so... This was just, again, this was one of the regular kids. And something happened at Lag BaOmer. Something happened. And this friend who was in Cheder with the Kotzker, his little boy, says, that was the only incident that really stands out. Why am I sharing this with you? Because again, there's something that takes place on Lag BaOmer that can be transformative. There's a part of ourselves that maybe doesn't shine forth the rest of the year. There was nothing unusual about the Kotzker. He was one of the kids. He learned well, probably by the Rebbe like everyone else, and he went on the trip and he played ball during recess like everyone else. But something happened at that Lag BaOmer where he felt different. He felt connected to Hashem in a different way. And the Chassid said, that must have been the moment. That must have been the moment where he began that process of becoming the Kotzker. So whether or not you become a Chassidish Rebbe one day, I leave to you to decide. But there's something that you can tap into on Lag BaOmer. You believe that this day can offer you something. It can be transformative. And we can be Somech on Rabbi Shimon, even though we're not in Meiron, we can get something from this day. So Chaver, let's try. We have a half hour together. Let's try to sing. Let's try to get into it. Let's use it as the day of Tfilah, a day of Tshuva. So many opportunities that this farm talk about. And Amir Tzashem will be able to get a lot from this very holy day. Thank you.
Visual.
very lucky to have the Rebbeim that you have. Or Talmidei Chachamim, and at the same time, very personable individuals who want nothing other than that you guys should grow in Torah and Avodas Hashem. And it's, I hope you appreciate it. I'm sure some of you do, and I'm sure there's a part of you that doesn't fully appreciate how lucky you are to have such wonderful Rebbeim, and you'll think about it. And then you won't have to come back after Eretz Yisrael and apologize to your Rebbeim. Sorry, I didn't appreciate your words. Appreciate them now. So, Brishus your Rebbeim, which are also my Rebbeim. There's a very puzzling statement that Rav Aaron of Karlin, mamish one line, the whole thing in his Sefer Beis Aaron, writes about a Rishon Baruch Hai and about Lag Bomer. He said that anyone who has emuna, kol sheyesh lo emuna b'Rashbi, anyone who believes in Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai, yesh lo chizuk b'Rashbi. He gains strength for Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai. And he says something very strange, Kashem, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everyone, Hashem is accessible by everyone, so too Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai is accessible by everyone, afilu l'b'chusin, even the lowest Jews. It's a very strange thing, it makes us a little uncomfortable. That anyone was a mu, what does it mean to have a muna on Rishon Baruch Hai? I thought my muna is reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, you don't have to read the Beis Aaron to have this problem. You can read the Chumash to have this problem. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avda. What does it mean to have a muna in Moshe Rabbeinu? To have a muna and a tzaddik, to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, to believe in him, learn from him, want to have a connection to him. What does it mean to believe? So maybe we can understand that to have a muna b'Rashbi doesn't mean that we believe in Rishon Baruch Hai. Believe only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I use the term believe, it gets very dangerous believing in people. There's other faiths that put their belief in human beings, of flesh and blood. But it means that there are certain individuals who help us to deepen our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah b'Rashbi means that we draw our emunah, we're able to become better ma'aminim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the teachings and the learning of the hanhaga of Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai. If you listen carefully to Rishon Baruch Hai and his message, and you study his life, and you attach yourself, the same way that the Gemara says, first should we attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You can't attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire. Hashem is an ish. How do you attach yourself to a fire? The Gemara says you attach to Talmidei Chachamim, who are the embodiment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to get emunah b'Rashbi means to draw emunah, to deepen our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by trying to be connected to this particular tzaddik Rishon Baruch Hai. Which day of the week would you say is the day that we have the easiest time of expressing our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Shabbos.
Right? That's what Shabbos is. All the Rishonim say, when a Jew keeps Shabbos, what are you declaring? I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day. When we're in a state of Shabbos, when we're able to not be so distracted by all of the avoda of chol, so we're able to believe in it. Just keeping Shabbos itself is an expression of a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishon Baruch Hai is a very Shabbistic neshama. Where do you see that, Chavra? Where do you see that Rishon Baruch Hai is a very Shabbistic type of person? You see it all over the place. When Rishon Baruch Hai was in the cave, and he comes out after 12 years, what was he doing for 12 years? Learning and davening. That's it. Learning and davening. He had his chavrusa, his son, Rabbi Lazar, and they sat immersed in sand up to their neck, the Gemara says, so that their clothing wouldn't get worn out. They saved their clothing for tefillah alone. And the rest of the day they sat and they learned Torah. You look in the Zohar. The Zohar says that Eliyahu and Navi would visit them twice a day, give shir Torah to their Beis Medrash. It was unbelievable. That was his life for 12 years. Kulo LaHashem. So it's not surprising that Rishon comes out after 12 years. And what does he see? Who remembers the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? Of course it's in Maseches Shabbos, because Rishon Baruch Hai is all about Shabbos. That's the main Gemara, Rishon Baruch Hai has to be in Maseches Shabbos. In Maseches Shabbos, what daf is it on? It's easy to remember. What daf? Lamed Gimel, of course. Because Lamed Gimel is Rishon Baruch Hai's number. On Maseches Shabbos, daf Lamed Gimel, Rishon Baruch Hai comes out of the cave, and what happens? What does he see? He sees Jews who are plowing and planting. Nothing wrong with plowing and planting, making a living. It's a very reasonable thing. Have food to eat. And what does Rishon Baruch Hai say? He's so angry. How can people waste time plowing and planting? You mean there are people who do anything other than learn Torah? He can't be sober such a thing. And the Gemara says that anything he looks at, he burns up with his eyes. What does that mean? They weren't doing anything wrong. He didn't find people sitting around, watching videos on YouTube all day. He didn't see people who were wasting their life in all sorts of silly pursuits. He saw people making a living. What's wrong with that? Why couldn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai handle such a thing? The answer is because if you were Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you are Shabbos. You have a perspective of Shabbos. And if you saw someone plowing and planting on Shabbos, you would say, those are the first malachos of the 39 malachos. So from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Shabbosic perspective, he couldn't handle a person who's involved in this world. He was so frustrated by it. That's why the Sfarim point out, the gematria of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's name is gematria Shabbos. 702. 702. So, it's funny, one time there was a certain Lamdan who was sitting with a group of people and he heard this gematria. He says, not true, it's 703. So, he sat down, they added it up, and lo and behold, it was 703. The Rebbe of Zidichov said to this Lamdan, I thought he was going to one-up him, he said, listen, he said, I guess you're not reading the Gemara so carefully. The Gemara, when the Gemara spells Yochai, I know people spell Yochai with an Aleph, but the Gemara always writes Shimon Bar Yochai without an Aleph. So it's exactly 702. It's exactly 702. Shimon Bar Yochai is Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Hay, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has this famous machlokas with Rabbi Yishmael, should a person earn a living? Should a person just learn? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's approach is just learn. Hashem will provide for you. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a Shabbos Tikkun Jew. It was just this week, I'll share with you an interesting chiddush that Hashem gave me for Lag BaOmer. I was curious. I said, I wonder if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's number is 33, that's his magic number. I said, I wonder what the 33rd pasuk of the Torah is. Tell me, ready for this? Unbelievable. So I opened up the Chumash. The first parak of Bereishis has 31 psukim. So you have to go 2 psukim into the second parak of the Chumash to find the 33rd pasuk of the Torah. You know what it is? Vayishbois v'yom ha'shvi mikol malachto asher asa. Vayishbois v'yom ha'shvi mikol malachto. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon, 33. There's no malacha. I'm all about Shabbos. But again, coming back to our Yisod, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gives us our Amunah. Because his whole personality is Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of Amunah. Shabbos is a day of Amunah. So I want to try to explain to you one of the lines that we sing in Bar Yochai. Maybe we'll get a chance to sing it. In Bar Yochai, in the song of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we say, Bar Yochai, Nasa Adam, Namor Bavarech. Let us make man was said with you in mind. You are the greatest man who ever lived. The greatest Jew. Such a perfected individual. But I was thinking a couple of years ago, Nasa Adam is one of the most dangerous phrases that appears in the entire Torah. What does Nasa Adam mean? Nasa Adam? Let us make man. Us? Who's us? I thought, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echa. Who's us? What does that mean, let us make man? Is there more than one God? Chas v'shalom. Of course not. Who was nervous about this pasuk? Moshe Rabbeinu was very nervous about this pasuk. When Hashem was dictating the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Ches says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Reboshel, Nasa Adam. Nasa Adam. Someone could say that there's more than one God if they read that pasuk. Nasa, let us make man. Us! And Kodesh Baruch Hu says back to Moshe Rabbeinu, relax. You just write. If someone wants to get confused in this world, they're going to get confused. If you don't want to believe that there's one God in this world, if you don't want to believe in Hashem, then you're going to do that anyways. Whether I write Nasa Adam, whether I write in Lashon Yachid. People who don't want to believe in Hashem are not going to believe in Hashem. The one, Moshe, you write, and the one who's going to mess up is going to mess up regardless. So Rabotai, Nasa Adam Nemar Bavarecha, I want to suggest the following. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we said, is the Shabbos Tikkun Jew. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like Shabbos, gives us our Amunah. He helps us to believe in Hashem in a different way. What's so dangerous about Nasa Adam? It could cause you to not believe in one God. Hashem looks down at the world and Hashem says, Nasa Adam. You know why I feel comfortable writing Nasa Adam? You know what Hashem says? Namor Bavarecha. Because I know that there's a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who's going to help Jews strengthen their Amunah, and no Jew's going to get confused. No Jew's going to get confused. I can write Nasa Adam, Hashem says. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is going to give a Jew a certain clarity. It's an unbelievable thing that takes place in Meiron. I read the Gemara before. You can be by Rabbi Shimon even if you're not by Rabbi Shimon. With all these candles, I feel like we're by Rabbi Shimon. You know why? Because it would be nice on some level to have normal candles. These are a little bit interesting. On the other hand, to have such different flavors of candles, different colors of candles, that's exactly the Indian of Rabbi Shimon. What happens in Meiron? What type of Jews come to Meiron for Lag BaOmer? It's a Pella. It's the strangest thing in the world. You have people who are very connected to Rabbi Shimon, whether it's Talmidei Chachamim who encounter Rabbi Shimon on a daily basis in the pages of Shas, whether it's big Mekubalim, Hasidus Rebbes who encounter Rabbi Shimon through Pnimiyas HaTorah, through the Zohar HaKadosh. You have all sorts of Jews who know Rabbi Shimon in that way. But then you have all sorts of Jews who don't really have much of a kesher to Rabbi Shimon. You have Jews who the rest of the year don't really involve themselves yet in Torah and Mitzvahs. You have people who come from who knows where, from all sorts of places. Why do they need to come to Meiron? What's attracting them to Rabbi Shimon? What's pulling them in? They're looking for a good time, a good party. There are no clubs in Tel Aviv, I hate to say. There's nowhere to go to hang out for someone who's just looking for a good time. Why would an irreligious person be pulled to Meiron? Why does he want to be a part of that? Right? And the answer is, you look at Meiron and it's all sorts of colors, different shades, different stripes. And the answer is because Rabbi Shimon is able to cut through all the things that separate us and identify within the Jew the thing that every Jew has in common. What's that? Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every Jew believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes, every Jew believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know? The Halakha Rambam told me so. The Rambam writes that if you meet a Jew who's doing a very terrible thing, he's holding his wife hostage. The Beis Din has determined that he needs to give his wife a get. And the Rambam, at the end of the second parak of Hilchos Geirushin, says he's refusing to give a get. So, based on the Gemara, based on the Mishnayos, what do we do to such a person under specific circumstances? Kofen oso, we beat him up, ashayomer rotzani. The get has to be given willingly. So we beat him up until he says, okay, I want to give the get. Says the Rambam, that's called giving the get willingly. You twist his arm until he says, I want to give the get. Oh, see, he wants to give the get. And then he stops twisting his arm. He says, no, you said you want to give the get. You said those magic words, rotzani. No backsies. What's the pshat? Says the Rambam. Rambam sounds a little bit like a Chassidish Rebbe in this piece of this halacha, Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Beis. Rambam says, you know why? Because every Jew really wants to do what's right. There's no Jew deep down inside who doesn't believe in Hashem and His Torah. Every Jew wants to be a Shabbosnik Jew, a Jew who's focused on his neshama, not getting distracted by the things of this world, not falling for the trick, the trap that Hashem put in the Torah. Nasa Adam, let us make man. Every Jew is able to see right past that, right? But sometimes it gets very, very deep. That's actually why we call. What are some of the terms we use for a person who claims, a Jew who claims to not believe in Hashem? What do we call such a person? What do we call him? I didn't hear. Avikaris? A kofer? What is the term? Let's talk about the term kofer for a minute. What does the term kofer mean? Where's the first time you have that shorish in the Torah? Noach's building his teva. Yeah? The chafar ta'o som mibayis mechutz ba'kofer. And what's Noach doing? He's coating his teva so that it doesn't leak. That water shouldn't come in. What's kofer? The word kofer means to cover something. Why do we call a Jew who claims that he doesn't believe in Torah, he doesn't believe in Hashem, why do we call such a person a kofer? Because what has he done? All he's done is what? He's covered up, he's buried inside of himself with all sorts of shtuyot, all sorts of nonsense, all sorts of silliness, all sorts of taivas, all sorts of false ideologies. He's buried the part of himself that wants to believe in Hashem. That's a reality. Hashem commands a Jew to love Hashem. So the Rishonim say, how can Hashem command me to love? Maybe I don't. So Tzvasemis answers in Parshas Vezcharan, you do. Hashem can only ask you to do something that you can do. Hashem tells you that you love Him, you can love Him. I don't feel that love. Says Fasemis, you know why? Because maybe it's been buried. And maybe, Kofen Oso Hashem Rotzani. Maybe we need to beat it out of you. So to get to that point where a Jew can declare what he really wants, says the Rambam. Rotzani, I really want. I do believe. And that's what attracts people to Rabbi Shimon. Because, Kol Sheyesh Lo Emuna B'Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon helps a Jew to see himself in a very deep way. If Rabbi Shimon is revealing the secrets of the Torah, that means he's also revealing the secrets of every single Jewish person. Because the Zohar Kadosh says that Hashem and his Torah and his people are all one thing. So that means if Torah has secrets, it means every Jew has a secret. What's the secret of every Jew? The secret of every Jew is you meet some Jew, no yarmulke, doesn't wear tefillin, doesn't keep kosher, Rachman al Tzlan, non-Jewish girlfriend, right? And yet he has a secret. What's his secret? His secret is he loves HaKadosh Baruch. And his secret is he believes in HaKadosh Baruch. And his secret is he really wants so badly. And the Rambam says it's a halachic mitzias that you can beat him up to get that out of him. That's why all these Jews have come to Rabbi Shimon, because the common denominator of every Jew is emunah, and Rabbi Shimon is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is the way we draw our emunah from. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a great teacher. Is a great teacher of emunah, and someone who helps us to believe. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says Nasa Adam, Nemar Bavarecha. I can write Nasa Adam in the Torah, and no one's going to get confused. No Jew. Maybe you'll get a little lost along the way, but Hashem says I'm not worried. I'm not worried that any Jew is going to get completely lost. Because with the Rishon Bar Yochai's clarity, with the depth of Torah, the depth of recognizing who we are, every Jew will be able to find his way in a very clear way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabotai, we should really be Zocha. Not only is this a day, we ask ourselves, what does this day have to do with us? It's a day about Zohar. I never opened the Zohar once in my life. It's off limits. Kabbalah is not for where a person begins. The Vilna Gaon says that while the secrets of Torah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Kabbalah, is the ticket to Geula. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes in one place. Another place he says, but don't touch it. Don't you dare touch it till you have a foundation in Shas and Poskim. Zohar is not for us. We can't study Kabbalah. So what's this day have to do with us? This day has to do with us because this is the day that teaches us that every Jew has a secret. That every Jew has a emunah, every Jew has layers upon layers of depth inside of himself, that it's only a matter of time until we bring it out. And like I started with that story from the Kutzker. The Kutzker who found a new world of himself on Lag BaOmer. This is the day where each of us can look inside of ourselves. To have a emunah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have a emunah in this Torah, and to have a emunah in ourselves, to believe in ourselves. That we have tremendous, tremendous abilities in Torah and Avodas Hashem. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zocha. Again, use this as a day to look inward. Not to look into Svarim that we're not going to understand. The writings of Rishon Bar Yochai, the Arizal, and the transmitters of Soda Satorah. But to just look at ourselves in a different way. To look a little bit deeper. Go a little bit deeper. On the day of Rishon Bar Yochai. To be a little bit more Shabbistic. To try to have a little more Shabbos during my weekday. To be a little bit more in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amir Tasham, if we can do that, if we can become those types of Jews, if we can megala the sod, the secret of every Jew, as the Rishon Rechai is doing, hundreds of thousands of Jews being pulled in from all walks of life, being pulled to Rishon Rechai because they just want, they're so bad, they're dying for someone to help them to bring out their secret. If we can help Jews together to bring out those secrets, then Amir Tasham will be zochah to the Gula Shlem of Meher B'Yameinu Amen.
For our final niggun, I want to take this opportunity on behalf of everyone here, Rebbein Talmidim, on behalf of the school, to thank Rabbi Moshe C. Weinberg for volunteering his time and sharing his neshama with us. And he's very generous in I can only speak for myself, but you're very generous, but I know many people in this room have been very inspired by you and look to you as Rebbe in many ways. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
We're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we were able to pick up where we left off 2 years ago with the Hilul of Derashmi and the Ramesh Tzvi.
I'm gonna go.